And welcome you to the third hour of our Groundhog Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country and around the world if they've got internet access. And the best way to get the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on listen upper left, and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And Nathan, I'm just going to throw in here because we didn't talk about it at the start of the show, but I was just chuckling through the love train and dancing because my raven is playing in the snow in the tree.
Dancing along.
He's getting on a big evergreen and shaking it, and he falls off with the snow.
Oh,
and then
no.
Anyway, and that reminded me, if you haven't seen it, you got to go to Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And it's like the, first post is show post. Oh, gosh. And then there's, if you haven't seen the aquarium that has a place for a cat to lay down in the middle of the fish aquarium. What a great idea. For the cat, it's a great idea. anyway, that's very cool. But then, and then there's a cat island. But then you get down. Nathan, you got to look at that. It's a crow that's sledding or snowboarding. He's got this flat piece of plastic or something, and he's flying it up to the hill, the top of the hill in the snow, and then he's snowboarding down. He's sliding down on it.
Oh, so cool.
And he writes it down, and then look at that crow. Then he picks it back up and goes up to the top of the hill. Gets on his little slide, his little sled there. But, you know, crows and ravens are incredibly intelligent birds. And anyway, so this crow is snowboarding and sledding on this hill with his own piece of plastic. And my raven is playing and knocking snow off the trees. So there you go.
And you just got to read the captions that go along with it, too. The little thought bubbles that appear
above
the crow.
Yeah, little thought bubbles for the crow. It's pretty cute, isn't it? All right. Okay. It is last hour of this week's show. And 11 o'clock means it is animals24-7.org, and I think the hardest working people in animal stuff, because I don't think Merritt sleeps. I think he must be a robotic or something.
Oh, he sleeps all right.
Does he sleep all right? That would be.
He must snore too.
Merritt and Beth Clifton, who are on top of animals, 24-7 is the truth. So good morning, Merritt and Beth, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, I swear you guys are working all the time and never sleep. But Beth, you're saying he really is a real human and he does sleep, huh?
He really sleeps.
All right. So I want to start with, now you're over on Whidbey, and you've had maybe a little bit of snow, but not real significant stuff. But I think it's been cold over in your neck of the woods, like it has been in mine. I've already said, if I am not, don't sound coherent, that's just chalk it up to interrupted sleep patterns. is for the last 2 weeks, except for last night and the night before, it's been so cold at night that, you know, it freezes hummingbird feeders. So I have to bring them in at night and then get up at first light to put them outside. And I had a hummingbird crash, you know, the first morning I did that, because I'm right at first, I'm going out with the feeder and the hummers coming to the feeder and just almost crashed me, you know, because they were, anyway. Yeah. I have to, so I'm trying to figure out a heating station for my hummers, but
do they look in the window if you don't feed them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like, hello.
Exactly.
Yep. So I spoil mine, but I kind of heard through the grapevine that since, you know, for anybody that doesn't know, Beth, there was a wandering rooster in Whidbey, and Beth brought him home. And so Henry became part of our family here, and he'd sit on Beth's lap when we did the show and all of that. But Henry was lonely. So they got Henry a wife. And so Arabella has joined the family. So, and the two of them are apparently really tight, and they're we've got, everything's great. But so I think you've been doing some things special now that it's winter for your chickens. So how are you spoiling your birds?
Well, they get spoiled every single day. I just gave them some blueberries.
Oh, how lovely.
But yeah, I was concerned that the one heater we put in wasn't enough. So I stuck a heating pad under all of their bedding, which is, it shuts off after like 20 minutes. So I have to keep running out there when it's. They're doing good. They have a very good life.
So they're not only an indoor heater, but they also now have radiant floor heat as well with that heating pad. Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, I want to, as much as I want to know about Henry and Arabella and how great they're doing, and I'm glad you're heating things up for them. I being, you know, the farthest thing from a morning person on the planet, but I'm getting up first dawn to take care of my hummers. At any rate, I think last month when we talked, you did updated us on, you know, bird flu and so forth. So we kind of had to, but you were saying you were concerned enough that you are personally taking precautions in caring for Henry and Arabella, your chickens. So I think you were gloving up and maybe a foot bath. You were doing some stuff. Are you still doing?
Not a foot bath, although that probably wouldn't be a bad idea. But I do wear gloves.
Okay. And so you're still wearing gloves handling your chickens. So
I can't even handle them. They no longer, I can give them a pet when they come out of their house in the morning.
So Henry really loves Arabella. He doesn't want to snuggle on your lap anymore.
I've lost that. No, I do have contact with their poop all the time because I like to keep a clean place for them. So I'm constantly cleaning that. And we have all kinds of birds coming into the backyard, from starlings to
quail.
Wow.
Robins, towhees. So I wear gloves. That's the best.
Okay. So with you know, I know that bird flu has been a concern for some time, and I always say, you know, heaven help us if we end up with some kind of human pandemic stuff going on. But I think it has, hasn't it transferred to cattle and cats. And cats.
Turned up in wild mink and seals.
Oh, mink and seals?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, wherever the birds that carry it can leave their droppings, there's potential of spreading it. And since we were last talking with you, one of the nightmare scenarios has transpired, and it has mutated into a new form, H5N9.
Uh-oh.
Never been seen before, and therefore it's a wild card. Nobody really knows what it can do, whether it can infect humans, whether it will spread more easily. But the usual direction a virus mutates is into a direction that is less immediately lethal, so it can be spread farther, faster. And the great fear is that H5N9, a variant of H5N1 that first appeared in ducks, will maybe infect other species too. Right now, it's only been known, the existence of this has only been known for about 2 weeks. So,
Okay, so there's a new variation of the virus. I think if my memory serves me correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think the only human cases, it's been people working with cattle.
And people working with birds. And we suspect that the guy who died of it down in Louisiana may have been a cockfighter. And there's two ways in which H5N1 gets spread around. One of them is by wild birds, and you can't do anything about that. The sky is full of them. The flyways
right.
are in migratory season. You've got the migratory waterfowl who are the main carriers. You can't do anything about that besides try to protect yourself. But the cockfighters are the human factor. They're the ones that are moving infected birds all around before they show symptoms. It's part of the modus operandi of cockfighting.
All over the world.
Yeah, all over
wow.
the world. And that was what killed around 400 people in Southeast Asia in the early 2000s when H5N1 was first discovered. There was no question about it. It was a cockfighting vector. But here in the United States, there's very little been done about the cockfighting vector. Once in a while, there's a bust. Once in a while, some people are prosecuted. But mostly, the rural sheriffs don't pay a lot of attention. It's a good old boy thing, especially in Central California and in the South.
Wow.
And we are going to get a pandemic. It's just a question of when, in my opinion.
All right. You heard it, folks. And I absolutely trust Merritt. I don't know anybody that knows as much about so many things related to animals as you and all. And this has been for decades and decades you've been doing this.
Southeast Asia to look into H5N1 when the outbreaks first occurred. And I looked into it in Thailand. And
cockfighting is still legal in some places.
Yes, and
in the
in
world.
Indonesia.
So that's the biggest transfer around the world now is the cockfighting and those roosters being taken around and so forth. Now, did I also, am I remembering correctly, the big concern is, yes, humans are getting it, but they're getting it from the birds or the cattle. And I know the cats have gotten it, I think, from drinking cow's milk, you know, or something, that sort of thing. But if I'm remembering correctly, there has not been a case from human to human transfer.
Right.
Is that correct? And that's the problem. If it would starts when it goes from human to human, then we're kind of like toast.
When it can go from bird to other mammal, that's the first thing you have to be really worried about. It's not only going from bird to other mammals, it's going to mammals such as cattle and carnivores that have been evolutionarily separated for millions of years, many millions of years, so they're not closely related. And that means it's really just a matter of time before it can go into pigs and people, which is, that's the way the Spanish flu got to us. It got to us through pigs.
Oh.
It needs to be a mammal with whom we have close contact. Cats. We have close contact with cats. We know it's going into cats. Cattle, we have closer contact. If you drink raw milk, you have a lot closer contact with cattle than you might realize you do. Because you're taking the place of that cow's baby.
Yeah. And of course, when that happens, as Merritt says, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. We are probably, I would say, as this country, we're probably the least prepared that we have ever been, because we're going backwards in terms of that. When you go back to 2020 and when the COVID pandemic began, we know, and this is just a fact, folks, I'm not making it, we know from the powers that be at that time, if we had done what we had set up and knew how to do, we could have significantly decreased all the death and everything and got a much better handle on the virus and the pandemic. Now, then the hope would be you go through a pandemic we did with like COVID, we then learn and we tighten up and we do an even better job. So the next time a virus comes by, bam, we are ready to go with all the stuff we need to do, and we nip it in the bud, and we can deal with this stuff.
But we got a
But what did we do instead? We fired everybody. We killed all the agencies. We threw everything we know about this in the trash, and then say that, oh, well, it really isn't happening, or it's not, and all of this stuff. So bottom line is, we are in more jeopardy than we've ever been and less prepared than we've ever been. So I think what is the only thing we can really do, Merritt Beth, is that be prepared ourselves, and when it starts to happen, we'll have to take care of ourselves.
That's about it.
Yeah. And oh, joy.
Really the only thing you can do, because once you've got it, you've got it.
Yeah.
Instead of trusting the experts,
believe
the experts. But I mean, that doesn't mean you shouldn't do your own research and just, you know, whatever they say goes. But that's why they're scientists, doctors.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, let's not get me started, or y'all will not like what I have to say. And let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers, and we kind of ruminate with what we just talked about. I mean, it's a serious thing. I mean, I joke about it to kind of keep it a little light, and that's basically to keep me from that, so I can keep it together. But this is quite disturbing. Significant stuff. So we're going to take care of our advertisers, and then if we, I don't know if we'll have anything to report about. We know that the fires in California are under control now and all of that, but I'm just going to ask Merritt and Beth if they have any current information about animal rescue and what's going on down there, and then we'll find out if there's anything else significant we need to know about. Because, you know, as much as we'd like to, you can't really bury your head in the sand, you know. We have to keep paying attention. So, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're heading towards midway through the last hour of our Groundhog Day edition of Animal World. We heard from Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com. She's our bioenergetic synchronization technique best practitioner. She and brother Dr. Nels will be with us next week for our healing show, so you can call in for free remote treatments. In the meantime, check Linda out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, and remember that she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you, give her a call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And if she's worked with you on the air before here on Animal World, that doesn't count. So you can still get a free session with her off the air, which you can do in person at her office, which is in the Intraspace facility, the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely. And all you got to do is call or text her at this number. Say, hey, I heard Martha talking about you. I'd like a free session. The number is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And just remember that I am, in fact, an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their home, help you understand your dogs and solve problems really fast. So if you need help with your dogs or know anybody who does, give them my phone number, and I always talk to you for free on the phone, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Okay, then, we are good. And we are in the middle of the conversation with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. Great website. You got to go there, check it out. Donate if you can. Help them keep up with all the animal stuff going on. And sign up for the newsletter, and then you'll know all the stuff that they know. I'm amazing how many things you know about, what you post about. So at any rate, Merritt and Beth, do we know any updates on animal rescuing and stuff going on in California? What's happening down there?
Yes, the fires are mostly subsided under control, but this is the phase where the wildlife starts reappearing, having been hiding, and okay. People who are trying to go back to their homes, if their homes survived, are, among other things, finding a bear in the basement.
Oh.
Puma in the living room. The animals need a home. And
right. They'd be creative. They need shelter. Yeah.
They move into the house. They're hungry. If there's food in the house, they eat it.
Yeah.
The stuff they normally eat's not around.
It didn't even occur to me that would be the case, but wow.
It always is. There's a wildlife rescue phase that follows the dog and cat rescue phase.
Uh-huh.
And the wildlife, of course, are harder to catch, harder to handle. And that's where they're at right now. Removing the bear from the basement the other day, that was the biggest operation, but they did get the bear out safely. And then they found another bear in another basement.
Wow. Wow. Amazing.
The one bear actually had a cub. It was a female with a cub. And they both had to be gotten out. This was done by the Bear Rescue League, an organization in California that does bear education and rescue.
Wonderful. But I think you have to be a little careful on social media and stuff, because I think there's a lot of AI pictures and stuff coming out of, you know, all this kumbaya thing of, oh, we just can hug all the wildlife and, you know, love them back. But, you know, it can't be realistic and real stories. So I know there's a lot of
fake. If you have to lure the bear out into a covert pipe and haul it away with a truck, that's the real thing.
Right. Exactly. So it still a good idea for us to donate to the rescue organizations, because there's still a lot of work going on.
There will be a lot of work for a long time, but you want to be careful which ones you donate to, because there are a lot of fly-by-nights and scam artists and whatever out there. And then there's organizations like the ASPCA, Best Friends Animal Society, Humane Society of the United States. They jump on the bandwagon, but they're not there, whereas the Los Angeles SPCA, the Pasadena Humane Society, they're there.
They've the Animal Wellness Foundation, yeah. Those are the three charities that you gave us, because you vouched for them, that you've known them for 35 years, and they're on the up and up and safe. So those are the only ones we have up that we're recommending we donate to.
Right.
Excellent. So anything else going on in the world of animals we need to know about?
Well, Thursday, a guy got sentenced to 475 years for dogfighting, and that's a sentence that's going to be overturned very easily. And we're concerned about it, because when somebody is over-sentenced, there's always a possibility the whole sentence is going to get tossed out instead of reduced to something that makes sense.
Right.
So people are cheering because the dogfighter got sentenced so heavily, but 475 years is more than you get for mass murder. So you know that's not going to stand.
Right, right.
So
it's great that we're going after these things, but maybe back off a little bit. You'd be reasonable in what you're doing, because this could backfire and get the whole thing tossed out or something, huh?
It was basically a publicity stunt on the part of the judge.
Okay. All right.
Dogfighters get sentenced. We'd like to see them get sentenced realistically, time that they will actually end up doing, and hopefully come out of it better people.
Yeah. All right. Well, not a lot of good news to share this month, but I think that's kind of, we got anything good we can say before we finish up?
Well, the SeaQuest aquarium chain is in bankruptcy, and the animals we hope are going to end up being sent to various rescue situations.
Okay.
Been on that one for some time.
They're shopping mall aquariums, basically, and petting zoos.
With a very high death rate, very bad reputation for about 11 years now.
And oh, good. It's time they go away. You know, and we are evolving, and hopefully, you know, the end of aquariums and animal entertainment and zoos as we know them, hopefully those are on the way out. And gosh, it's had a wonderful presentation about virtual animals in zoos, and you know that how some countries they're doing virtual elephants, and so they don't have to have the real thing, and it's very, very cool. So I think we're evolving, and hopefully we will be more wise with our animal friends.
Siegfried and Roy pioneered the illusion of the tigers and the elephants being there years and years ago, and did away with actually having live tigers and elephants in their shows. And they had a bad accident. Roy Horn was
right
injured the last time they worked with a tiger. But they continued the shows with the illusions for some years before they retired. Now they're both deceased.
Right.
Shows it can be done.
Yep, yep. All righty then. Thank you so much, you two. And please give Aunt Martha's love to Henry and Arabella. And I'm glad they have heat and radiant floor heat now in their little chicken house outside. Too. And remember, everybody, that Beth is wearing gloves handling her own personal chickens. So, you know, there's a lot of wild birds around. And if you have chickens or duck or geese that you have that they could be infected and you don't know it yet. So not a bad idea to be taking some precautions and wearing gloves right now. So anyway, you guys take care, and thank you so much for all that you do. And I will be keeping up on your emails and website and all of that. I hope everybody else will too. And we will talk to you again the first Sunday in March.
Thank you for having
us.
You're so welcome. God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty then. That means that we are ready to we're gonna change canoes midstream here, and we have
not
taken
dog
care
sleds.
Well, we could do that too. We have taken care of the animal world here right now. Now we got to handle the human animals. And to do that, we head to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And if I'm correct, we have Robin Mattis with us. Good morning, Robin. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Hey, Robin, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Are you at the temple this morning?
I am at the temple this morning. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, well, we can't do temple business and spiritual stuff yet, because the first thing we want is a weather report. You got snow down there at the temple? Because you're in Bothell. You got snow?
You know, it was snowing this morning, but nothing was sticking, and it's not even snowing now, so
we're
all clear.
So you're one of those areas that didn't get much.
Right, and
so just so you know, I have a winter wonderland going on, and it continues to snow. It's lightened up a little bit, but all my trees are covered, all the wires are covered, my driveway, patios, grass, and I've got about 2 inches of snow.
Sounds beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't have to scoop poop because I couldn't find it in the snow. So that's my bonus for the day. Sunday's chore day. But anyway, I've been kind of talking about you and our conversation today, thinking about just all the stuff going on around
right.
us, this country, the world. I know that, gosh, I just, the last night or this morning, just getting a little bit of news feed and tuning into Canada, and I just felt heartbroken.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
They're, I mean, our friends, our dear friends. And, well, anyway, we can't get me started on that because we won't like what I have to say. However, I think we need a way, Robin, to get to take ourselves away from that and maybe find some peace and harmony, and maybe we need to go within or something along those lines. But it just occurred to me that probably the best thing we could do for ourselves would be learning to meditate. So is that
exactly.
a good way to have ourselves feel better?
Oh, of course. And, you know, I think in some ways all the chaos outside is, if you could see the silver lining, is that it is forcing us to go inside for our peace, because it just seems so chaotic and crazy. And we just know that just getting calm and quiet and centered, that's really the only thing that's going to get us through, you know?
Well, yeah, and you know, the Ananda symbol, mm-hmm. that I know not everyone is familiar with, but I, you know, I wear it in earrings and I have it around my neck. And it was created by, you know, Swami Kriyananda. And the symbol represents joy is within you.
Right, exactly.
And so that's got to mean that with everything going on, and as yucky as many of us feel looking at all of that, somewhere inside there's joy to be had. So how do we get to that joy within, Robin?
Well, you know, we teach classes here at Ananda, meditation classes, and, you know, it's scientific meditation techniques, and we teach you, first of all, to sit still and calm your thoughts, because, you know, our minds just go a million miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it's such a relief to calm those thoughts, you know, and bring all our energy to our center. And when we can do that, then we tune into what you're talking about, joy is within us, because that's really the truth. And that's what all great mystical traditions say. Is that that's ultimately where we find joy and peace. And, you know, it's so cool. They've done so much scientific studies about meditation. And, you know, it reduces stress and, you know, promotes emotional health, helps with sleep. So it's like all of these sort of external things, you know, stops anxiety. So, I mean, just on a real fundamental, practical way, meditation is just great, you know, and also, of course, giving us that peace and centeredness and the joy that you're talking about.
Yeah, because no matter what's going on around you, there still is that joy within you.
That the stopping of the reactive process, we call, is where we're always reacting to the outside world, you know, mm-hmm. and you just get so upset about what's going on. And what happens is the more you meditate, the more that kind of calms down. You're not always being so reactive. You're working from the inside out, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm curious. I don't know if we've had this conversation before. But I'm wondering, how long, Robin, have you been a meditator?
Oh, since about 2003. So a little over 20 years.
Wow, that's a long time. Now, did you come to Ananda and then learn to meditate, or were you a meditator before you came to Ananda?
I learned to meditate at Ananda at the old East West bookstore in Seattle.
Wow. Yeah. That, yeah. You know, 20 years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. So your meditation journey began when you came to Ananda.
Correct. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. all you folks out there could be doing the same, because I think you have a class coming up and starting this week, don't you?
Yes, it's on February 4th, Tuesday evening. It's from 6:30 to 8. And it goes for 8 weeks. So we kind of dive deep into really teaching you all the different parts of meditation and really to give you the habit of meditation. That is so important. You know, that mm-hmm. is like just something you do every day. And we create a community of meditators. We all support each other, which is a really nice part of that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Looking at the clock, and because we are on the downside of the show, I have to keep us on time because, you know, Nathan just kicks us out of here at noon. He won't let us be late. So,
of course,
we are going to take care of our advertisers here. Remember, it really is the most important part of the show because without them, there is no show. So please listen, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. We will come back and continue our conversation with Robin and find out more about this class coming up. Wow, a dive deep into meditation. 8 weeks, Tuesday evenings, and I believe you can do it in person or online. So we'll find out if that's the case when we come back. But you know, I think it's what we need right now because we have to stay focused and pay attention. But the only way to do that and stay sane is to have a way to go inside and find that joy and peace. So we'll talk more about it. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 11.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world, triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? We're shifting energies. Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's Groundhog edition of Animal World. And if you didn't hear, Punxsutawney Phil came out this morning, and yikes, there was sunshine back east. He saw his shadow, so 6 more weeks of winter, which we kind of have going on, so I guess we knew that. Alrighty then, we heard from Natasha Venter, our wonderful medium communicator, general psychic gal, personal awareness coach. She'll be in the studio with us the third Sunday of this month to answer your questions and do personal readings. And she's available for private readings. If you give her a call, you can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com. And then she has a YouTube channel, and she does a regular weekly podcast at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter, the letters IC for intuitive clarification. Natasha Venter IC. And you can watch the podcast. You can also, like I said, call her or check in if you would like a private reading. Her phone number is 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And if you do things wonderful for animals, the world, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And if you're interested, you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And of course, our sound healer premier of the Northwest, Jude Ponton, is available. She's got room for new clients, and she can see you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center, which is now in her home. And what an incredible healing gift that is, to be with gongs and the Accutonic forks and chimes. And I don't know what I'd do without her, keeping my physical body in alignment. And you can give her a call to schedule. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. Alrighty then, we are going to get back to our conversation. Robin Mattis is here from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Good morning again, Robin.
Good morning again.
Hello, hello. And golly, so we got this great meditation class coming up. And you said it starts Tuesday evening and from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And did you say, is it at the temple or the yoga hall, or what? Where's the location for this class?
It's at the Basel Ananda Temple, and also online. So it's hybrid. You can.
All right. Great. So we can do either. Because that's really wonderful. If you're not in our area, doesn't matter. You don't have to be, because you can take it online with the class. You can, even if you are in our area and you can't be out in the evenings or something, you can do it online. But it's even such that you could plan when you can to be there in person. But maybe something happens and you have a bad day or, whatever. You don't have to miss the class because you can't get there. You can do it on your computer and do it online. So that's just a really great. Now, that's one of the bonuses, I think, that came out of, the last pandemic was everything becoming hybrid. So we have a choice and can do it in person or online. I think that's allowed a lot more people to join, the classes and events, don't you think?
For sure. And also we video every class and send out a video. So you have as a resource.
Wonderful. And what did you say is going to be covered in this class again?
Well, as I said, we teach scientific meditation techniques. You learn to sit still and quiet your mind.
What do you, have glue or something to glue us to the chairs? I mean, how do you get people to sit still?
Yeah, we glue you to the seat. No, that's, relaxation techniques, breathing. We learn how to really focus on our breath. And the more you calm the breath, the more you calm the body. And we also have actual exercises that we teach you to do to get tension out of the body.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys have a method to all of this. Even people saying, I can't still my mind, I can't sit still. So even those people could come, and you have a way to help them get there, right?
Exactly. A lot of different ways to help, calm the mind and calm the body.
I remember Sita telling us, sharing that when she first started meditation class, that she literally had to take her hands and hold the bottom of the chair to force herself to sit in the chair. That's how she began meditation class. But, of course,
I know
now She's been doing it for decades, and you know, teaches. So even the squirmiest, wormiest of us can learn to still our minds and be calmer. But we usually need a guide or teacher to help us learn how to do that, and that's what the class is for. So it starts this Tuesday, 6:30 mm-hmm. to 8 p.m., and that's February 4th. Okay. It's at the Blue mm-hmm. Lotus Temple in Bothell. That's on the Bothell-Everett Highway, or hybrid online. And how do people sign up for the class, Robin?
Go on the website, anandawashington.org, and you look, there's a little meditation tab, and click on that, and it'll take you to all our meditation classes. Or you
Excellent.
Can also call the temple. That's another way to sign up.
Oh, yeah, and let's see, and I think that's, trying to remember, I know, I sometimes, I think it's 425-806-3700. Yep. So the mm-hmm. temple phone number, if you want to call and talk to a human, I know sometimes like I'm that, I don't want to have to do things with that doesn't involve speaking to a human because I'm old. Okay. So
yeah,
if you need to speak to a human like me, then you can call the Ananda Blue Lotus Temple 425-806-3700. So 425-806-3700.
Yeah.
And alrighty. So I'm wondering, now you said there are lots of meditation classes or ways to meditate. So this class must not be the only meditation, you know, via Ananda. So are there, I think you have regular times and days when people can come and meditate there, don't you?
Yeah, from noon to 12:30, from Tuesday to Friday. And, you know, we have that Ananda community in Linwood, and on Saturday mornings we have a really nice group meditation from 7 to 9 a.m., and you can join anytime. But that's such a beautiful vibration in that temple up in Linwood, our Ananda community there.
Excellent, excellent.
Group meditation is really powerful, so that's a great part of our class. We do a 30-minute guided meditation together. That's why the class is a little longer. Being an hour and a half, it gives us that time to have a nice meditation together.
Wonderful, wonderful. Sounds great. And is this class, can maybe you're an advanced meditator and don't think this might be too basic, but I think this class is designed for anybody, whether you're a beginner or advanced. Does it matter?
It doesn't matter at all. No, not at all. You know, it's we welcome everyone. Yes,
all right,
for sure.
All right. Now, I'm wondering, because we're getting close to the top of the hour, anything else going on out at Ananda that you're aware of that we ought to let people know about?
Well, you know, Martha, we have this wonderful heart song hermitage at Lake Stevens where you can go on a retreat. And you can see that if you get on our website, some amazing retreats coming up, either a day retreat or even weekend. There's a restorative yoga retreat coming up on February 15th that just looks so relaxing. So just
yeah, and
sure
so this is relatively new, and this is,
is
a new location for Ananda Washington, and it's in
beautiful.
The Lake Stevens area. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. And it's just such a beautiful vibration there.
And it's a wonderful, you know, sanctuary of sorts. And what I think, what, 5 acres? Is that what Heartsong
yes.
is? Is it 5 acres?
Uh-huh.
And so you're really gearing up and doing a lot of great stuff and having some spiritual retreats and so forth. So the best way to find out about Heartsong, is there a website of its own, or is it everything on AnandaWashington.org?
Everything's on Ananda Washington. You would just click on where it says retreats, and it shows all of our upcoming retreats.
All right, so we go to AnandaWashington.org and then click on retreats.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent,
and then you'll
excellent.
See them all coming up over the next few months.
Super,
I've done
super.
Retreats there, and it's just been so nourishing, and it's a lovely place to be.
Yeah, and we all may need more of this sort of thing as the
we
year goes on.
Will.
or the next 4 years go on. It'd be if you're having a hard time now, best to find a good spiritual practice and learn how to get how to calm your mind and your body and get inside and find that joy and peace. And Robin is the gal to help you. So the meditation class starts this coming Tuesday, February 4th, 6:30 to 8 o'clock at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell. But you can do it in person or you can do it online. And just go to anandawashington.org, click on meditation, and all of the information will come up for you to sign up for the class.
Yes.
All right, yes. Robin, I think we did. We got everything covered. We need to.
Yes, and, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you. I know we'll talk again at some point. But say hi to everybody at the temple and for me. And I hope you have a fabulous class and a great turnout. And we will talk to you the next time meditation rolls around on the show.
Thank you so much. And enjoy that snow up there where you are.
All right, I'm looking at it. It slowed down quite a bit, just teeny little flakes now. But I just checked the radar, and it's not done yet. So, oh boy, I get to play in the snow here very soon. Anyway, thank you, Robin. Bless you. Have a great Sunday afternoon, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.
Well, all righty, Nathan. We have talked our way through another 3 hours. I don't know if you consider it good news or bad news, but a good old Punxsutawney Phil came out and saw his shadow and down he went again. So 6 more weeks of winter. I really think we ought to have an East Coast and a West Coast Punxsutawney Phil.
That might be a good idea. Or the North and the South.
Yeah, because if we did it
South,
that way.
You know, like places like Arizona, they don't really see much of a winter or something like that.
But if we had that system now, see, our Punxsutawney wouldn't have seen his shadow, so we'd have an early spring coming.
Well, according to MSN, Punxsutawney Phil is only correct 40% of the time, so his track record isn't very good.
So not a high percentage that it's going to be a longer winter,
right?
Maybe. Anyway, just so you know, he saw his shadow. And other than that, the snow is not going to continue. There's going to be on and off, I think, today and tomorrow, right, Nathan?
Looking like this entire time. I mean, nothing's really going to be accumulating.
Yeah,
it'll
so kind of nothing
accumulate
to panic
a little bit,
about.
Then go away, and it'll just be a bunch of waves of snow this week coming up. And
now, it's apparently cold enough in my house that it's going to stay frozen. I mean, I see no dripping going on. So, and my outdoor thermometer, though, is on the other side of the house. I've got to go check, but I think it is probably right around freezing with the snow that I'm getting. It was 36 this morning when I last checked.
In my opinion, if it's going to be snowing out there like it is, might as well just make the ground be white throughout the entire week and
I'm happy. My kid part is happy. I'm all white out here, and I get to go kick around a little snow. So take care. Make sure that you got water for your indoor critters and your outdoor critters. And watch the feet with the de-icing and all that stuff going on. Next week, second Sunday, is our healing show. So Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen, and your phone calls are requested. We would love to hear from you. Free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. Then following week's Natasha, and talk with your animals and human loved ones and all that good stuff. So I hope you have a peaceful week, and join that meditation class if you can. All righty, Nathan. Thank you so much for keeping us going here. And I hope you have a great rest of your day and weekend, and the roads are good for you when you have to head down south. So I guess it's time to bid you all adieu for a week. So as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.